Well, this story about fish as fish, I think, is really powerful because it illustrates the constructive nature of knowing, the fact that the only way we can know something new is to construct an interpretation based on what we already know. And so you can see in the story how the fish did that based on the frog. But there's many, many real-life analogs to this. So in the book, How People Learn, for example, we talk about some young children who initially believed that the earth is flat. And, of course, that fits all their experiences. And then people say, no, no, it's round like a ball. You can even show them a picture of the earth in space. And so kids go, oh, yeah, I got it, much like the fish says. And then if you really probe and get them to draw, what they do is they have this round ball with a flat part on top, and we live on the flat part. So they're preserving their kind of fish as fish construction. You see this in all kinds of areas of science and so forth, where people come in with preconceptions like, oh, pollution is something that chokes animals or poisons animals, and that's all it is, or that electricity is like water flow. And it turns out that unless you directly address these preconceptions that students bring in, you will not stop their fish as fish activities once they leave the course. The other interesting thing is almost any faculty meeting illustrates fish as fish. So you say, okay, we agreed on something. And then you say, all right, what do you think we agreed on? And someone says point A, and someone else says, no, no, we agreed on B. And no, we agreed on C. And so often this fish as fish can be used to dispel the kind of angst and sometimes even anger that comes up when people go, well, wait, we're not understanding. And you go, well, of course we're not. It's hard to do that. This is the constructive nature of knowing. And it also illustrates then the importance of working to make everybody's thinking as visible as possible, because if we don't do that, then we all end up with different constructions of reality that don't fit what others intend. And the one other part of this that's hugely important is our interpretations of other people, especially people who may be different from us for a number of different reasons, whether they're from a different culture or whether they have certain disabilities. And it's amazing the kind of constructions we can make based on stereotypes and assumptions. And one of the things that we need to do that fish as fish can remind us of is always actively look for the story behind the story. Question the initial assumptions you have about someone, especially if they tend to be negative, because almost undoubtedly you'll find that there's a positive streak there if you take the time to look for it.